Morning, everyone. Today is Chaf Ches Sivan, Tashin Ayin Gimel, June 6th. We're holding Simon Tuf Ayin Beis Sif Vav. And Mechaber tells us a shamash tzarech heseba, the butler, is required to lean. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yutes, tzarech heseba. Even in front of his boss, his master. What's the Havamina? Why would I think he does not have to lean? I would think he doesn't have to lean, or he's not permitted to lean because he's not in a chayrus. He's not in a freedom type of mindset. Even though he's constantly involved with dealing with taking care of the household, he is nonetheless required to show freedom on the night of Pesach. V'lechol al kol panim kezayis matzo kezayis afikoyim ba'abrakoyis be'seiba, and to at least eat a kezayis of matzo and kezayis of the afikoman and the abrakosos be'seiba while he's leaning. Now, of course, we're talking about a butler who is Jewish, and he is right. I just want to make sure it's clear. He has these requirements to fulfill on the Seder night, even though he is still working. A worker, so you have a teaching him a trade, the student has to lean as well. Now we're talking about avodim, not just a butler, but a slave, a servant, who is an ivri, a Jew. He also has to lean al kolponim bekazayis rishon kishamish, at least by the first kazayis, like the shamish. In evikinani, ayin b'achreinim, in regards to an evikinani, look into the achreinim. We don't have that today right now anyway, so we're not going to go into that now. Okay. Let's continue in Sif Zayin. Kol mi shetzarech haseba, im ochal oishosa b'lo haseba, lo yotza, v'tzarech lachzer v'lecho v'lishtois b'haseba. Whoever is required to lean, and he does not lean, and he drank and ate, but he forgot to lean, he's required, lo yotza, he did not fulfill his obligation, v'tzarech lachzer v'lecho v'lishtois b'haseba. He has to go back and drink and eat again while he's leaning. Hagos says the Rama, V'yeshoimrim, the bizman azeh, the ein derech lahosev, kedaihu ravyo lismay chalov, shebidyeved, yotze b'lei haseva. The Rama brings down the opinion of the ravyo. The ravyo is one of the rishoinim that says, we don't lean today. Sometimes people lean by shiurim. But that's not because they're eating or drinking. That's because, no, they're falling asleep a little. Not anybody here, I'm saying, but that's what now we have a seva today, nowadays. But the Rav Yoz says we don't lean by eating and drinking. So if one forgot to, he can rely on the Rav Yoz that he does not have to drink and eat again. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, it doesn't comment yet. Let's go further in the Ramah. But nearly, the Rama says that if he did not drink the third and fourth cups of wine yet, he should not go back and drink it. There's a concern that it looks like he's having more than four cups of wine. Now, once again, it's not Purim. So they have to have specifically what Chazal said to have, the dalek koisis, and not more. So if he's drinking more between the third and fourth, he should not go back. Al b'shnei koisis v'shoynis, but if he made a mistake by the first two cups of wine, yachzor v'yishte b'loy bracha, he should go back and drink without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf, v'nir li, if he did not drink while he was leaning, or tzolaymar, the bein koisos harishoinos, in between the first and second cups of wine, the motor lishtois kamen deboy, he's permitted to drink as much as he wants. Kidemuchach lekaman simtafayin gimel, as we'll see later on. In those cases, we don't say shenira kumaisif ala koyisis, that he looks like he's adding to the cups of wine. Sarich lachzor, and there, in those cases, the first two cups of wine, if he did not lean, sarich lachzor lishtois imloy also haseva. If he did not lean, he has to go back and drink again and lean again. Because even by a shtias reshus is also permissible. However, by the third and fourth cups of wine, he should not go back and drink again with leaning. Shaharei why? Shtias reshus also because he's not permitted to drink at that time. Because it looks like he's drinking too many cups of wine. So by the first and second cups of wine, he's permitted to drink in between those cups of wine. Shtias reshus. Reshus means if he wants to drink, he can drink. So therefore, if he did not lean by the first and second cups of wine, he has to go back and lean. By the third and fourth cups of wine, it looks like he's moisif ala koisis, like he's adding more cups of wine, because he's not permitted to just drink if he wants to.
Why not? Well, it's, why the first and second and not the third and
right. Fourth? So the later on we'll see that it looks more that he's, you know, it's moisif ala koisis. He's not explaining over here. But basically, by the third and fourth, it's not the time to drink. What are you drinking then for? It's only drinking because he wants to. It looks like he's adding to the cups of wine.
Right.
By the first and second, it's a normal time to drink. Okay. So then he would add. He'd be permitted to drink. So it's not like he's adding cups of wine. In Cain, he says further. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Vim kein kaven de Rav Yoh ein sarich lahosev. Since according to the Rav Yoh, one does not have to lean. Memelo hu shtias reshus, and therefore then it's a shtias reshus. Oh, 1 second here. Sorry about this. Therefore, it is a shtias reshus, and then says the Mishnah Berurah Memeila who shtias reshus the aser bein hakoyses then be aser in between the cups of wine. Beli bracha says the Mishnah Berurah. Kasa magin Avram the cholzel ikra din. This is all Me'ikir Adin. The Rishus Biyod Elishto is Kama Koises. That you have the permission to drink as many cups as you want. Avo Lemin Hagenu. Avo Lemin Hagenu, but according to our custom, Sh'ein Shoitzin, Shum Kois, Afiluk Bein, Koises Rishoinus. But we don't, like we'll see later on, Tafan Gimel, to answer your question more, we don't drink in between the first and second cup of wine. That's not our custom. Therefore, Havalei Kinimloch, it's like he changes his mind, Vim Shoyset Sarech Levarich, and if he does drink, he would have to make a new bracha. B'Hoysef Oid, they say further in the Magin Avram, Delefi Zeh, Afila Bein Rishon L'Sheni, even between the first and second cups of wine, Ein Kedai Sheyachzav Yishteh, it's not Kedai to go back and drink. Why? The kaven shemavarech alav. Since you're making a new bracha, near kemaisif oid kois ala koisis. It looks like you're adding not just four cups of wine, but you'll have more cups of wine. Skipping the brackets, lachein lo yachzav yishteh. You should not go back if you forgot to lean at the end of the day. He's saying now, don't go back and lean again and make another bracha. V'yismoich adas avi ezri. Kimoi b'koisis achroinos, you can rely on Avi Ezri, the Rav Yoh, just like the other cups of wine, that you don't go back and drink. Miu im shachach v'loi heisev b'kois sheni, yachzav yishteh b'hasev b'li bracha. If by the second cup of wine, you forgot to lean, and you realize that afterwards, drink again without a bracha. D'loi havi kinimloch, it's not like you changed your mind. Sh'arei gam b'soich asudim roitz lishtois in tzorech l'varech v'soimich al-birchas k'oish sheni. Because during the meal, if you want to have some wine with your food, you're permitted to drink wine during the meal. This koisheni is also during that time, that if you're that time period of the by the second meal. It's appropriate before you make the bracha on the first cup of wine, you should have in mind, you should have in mind that maybe I'll go back and drink in between the first and second cup of wine. So then, if you made a mistake and you didn't lean, you'd have that permission to drink it without making a new bracha. Va'oz afilo yita, he says, even if you make a mistake, v'yishte kais rishon b'liyaseba, and you drink the first cup of wine without leaning, yucho lishtois kais acher b'aseba, you can drink the next cup of wine without leaning, b'li bracha, v'lo yihad ne'er k'maisef, without making a bracha, and it's not like you're adding on. It's interesting because the person's in between, before he makes the bracha in the first cup of wine, he's going to have in mind, if I don't lean, so then I'll drink again. So also, just have in mind, I'm going to lean. Right? But he can have that in mind, that he'll maybe drink another cup, and this way he doesn't make another bracha. Avram Gadal, you have a question. Siv Kod Nechav Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, I think we have to first see the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah says like this. The last line on the page, Avo b'shnei koisos rishonis yachsov yishte b'lei brocha, v'chein b'achilas matzah, so too b'achilas matzah. What does it mean, v'chein b'achilas matzah? And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, she yachzor v'yoichal hakazayis matzah, or b'lei brocha. In other words, a person ate the matzah, but he forgot to lean. Now, leaning is part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So we're saying he has to eat the matzah again, without a bracha. Miyu, however, b'afikomen. What happens if he forgot to lean by the afikomen? Im shachach lo'ochloi b'heseba. If he got to eat it while he was leaning, lo yachzov yochlenu. He should not go back and eat another piece of the afikomen of the matzah. Why not? Because then the ha'asalechol shnei pamim b'afikomen, he's not permitted to eat two times the afikomen. Okay. Let's continue over here. He says that the Ramah says, "Ulechatchila yosev kol asuda." There is, yes. Tif kadin chav gimel kol hasuda. Now there's this opinion that says you should lean the whole entire meal. I know what you're thinking. Get a comfortable armchair. Bachilosu yushtiosu when you eat and when you drink. Ubedieved yotzah b'shas achila kezayis matzah v'arakosis. Now he says a loshim b'di'evit, which means that ex post facto, you're not doing the best way, you fulfill this obligation just by a kazayas and matzah and by the dalek koisos. Ulegabe shamish, kaven shutar danina le k'di'evit legabe kol adam. In regards to the shamish, since he is busy serving everyone, the waiter, so then he doesn't have to try to work on this eating the whole suda. To my knowledge, most people are not accustomed to be leaning the whole entire meal. They lean specifically when the required times of the chilas matzah and nafikoman and of course the dal koisos. I think I might have mentioned yesterday that my 2-year-old really enjoyed me leaning yesterday. You know, I said this to him and he was pushing my hand when I was trying to, you know. So, that's how most people accustom themselves. Let's see further in Sif Ches. Yes, the Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Sarech lishtois abra koisois ala seder. You have to drink the 4 cups of wine. Ala seder means according to the order that they're written in Haggadah. Vim shoson ze achar ze, if you drink them, you sit down, you start to say to your figure, okay, you know Pesach is 4 cups of wine, you take 4 cups in front of you, pour 4 cups of wine, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, let's say you don't get shikr, you do get shikr. You're not fulfilling your mitzvah. It has to be according to the Seder. Al HaSeder, Perush, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chaf Dalet. Pirush sheyoymer haGadim in time. You should make sure you're saying haGadim in between. Zeh acher zeh, one after the other. He says, "V'chol shekein im shafchan kulon b'koyis echad u'shasan lo yotza." Let's say you take all the four cups of wine, and you take a big goblet, and pour them all into one massive size koyis yo, and you drink it down, you also did not fulfill anything. That's not the way to do it. Even if you took a break in between, why? The arba koises beina, we need specifically the arba koises, the four cups of wine. Let's just finish Sifkan Chavav and we'll take the question there, because end of the time. Lo yatsa, he has not fulfilled his obligation of dalak koises if he drinks them all shalai kaseidah, not in the order of the Haggadah. Vitzarich, you hear this now? Lachzar v'lishlis oid shalosh koises ala seder. You have to have, so what? At the end of the day, he's having seven cups of wine.
But this is mashma that he would be yosei the first cup.
The first cup, yeah, because the first cup he had. Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. That's why he only needs another three more. Right. V'nere ditzarich lavarich ata al kol kois v'kois. He would have to make a bracha on every single cup of wine. V'loi havi kemoisef ala koisos. It's not like he's adding on the koises of wine, kaven de lo yotza berishoina, since he has not fulfilled the first one, according to this. Not only if he drank them kulon shaloi ala seder, duhadin im shasa kois revius, tegif achashlishis. Let's say he drinks the fourth cup of wine right after the third cup of wine. Also, he has not fulfilled gamkin lo yotza. Why? The hakulu kaseder binan. There's a reason. The word seder means order, right? We have first seder. That's the seder night. It has to be al haseder according to the order that chachamim organized when to drink the cups of wine. Okay, we'll stop here.